From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. If the deteriorating ceasefire in Syria is to be salvaged, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that warplanes must stop flying over key areas of the country, including places where humanitarian agencies are trying to deliver food and medicine.
So I believe that to restore credibility to the process, we must move forward to try to immediately ground all aircraft flying in those key areas in order to de-escalate the situation and give a chance for humanitarian assistance to flow unimpeded.
After flagrant violations of the Syrian ceasefire agreement forged earlier this month by the U.S. and Russia, including a deadly airstrike that destroyed an aid convoy on Monday, John Kerry said all sides in the conflict are at a moment of truth. He made his appeal to a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council, saying that a limit to overflights is crucial to limiting the bloodshed. U.S. President Barack Obama addressed the second U.S.-Africa Business Forum on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly on Wednesday to promote trade and investment in Africa. The forum began 2 years ago, and the president said you can see the results today.
American investment in Africa is up 70%. U.S. exports to Africa have surged. Iconic companies, FedEx, Kellogg's, Google, are growing their presence on the continent. You can hail an Uber in Lagos or Kampala.
Obama said that all growth is scratching the surface of Africa's economic potential, but it's important for African nations to promote good governance that allows for good business. He added that graft and cronyism scares off investment.